Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. It's incredible to see how our lives can unfold with wonderful meaning and lessons, and how things actually do come full circle for some people. Our guest today, Cherie Davila, is the founder of Bright Future Recovery, which she started after she worked through her own experiences with addiction and recovered. She led herself out of the darkness and into the light and is now leading others. Cherie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I just find your story obviously so inspiring, and the courage that you've had to change your life and then, you know, go out, put yourself out there and create a center for others and help others' families and do interventions and, you know, really guide, be a guide and lead the way. So thank you for sharing that. And can you tell us a little bit about how you got sober and how this began?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, with most, it starts just experimenting, you know, high school, having fun, and then it turns into, yeah, I'll try this, I'll try that, hanging out with the wrong crowd, and, you know, little do you know, trying one thing can totally take over your entire life. And for
right.
me, you know, prescription pills is where it started, which very quickly led into heroin addiction, and I couldn't even begin to explain how quickly life downhill spirals with that addiction. It takes everything from you. It takes who you are internally as a person. It takes all your honesty that you have, your morals that you were raised with, that you were taught in school, the love you have for your family. You turn into this liar, this cheater, and manipulator just for another high. And, you know, for me, it really started coming along with a lot of consequences very quickly. Being arrested, jail, and all the things that come along with addiction. It was starting to get a little much. It was tiring, but it had such a grasp on me that how do you stop? You know, internally, you know that you don't want to live that way. You know that, you know, it's affecting everyone around you. You're not accomplishing anything. Goals, you're just put on such a hold, you don't feel well, but it's the wanting help and the cry for help inside is so deep that it's hard to even come out with it to yourself, let alone go and reach out to a family member or a friend and say, hey, help me.
Right.
For me, it really did take, you know, jail and sitting in there for a couple days and realizing, wow, this is what addiction has done. It has put me in a place I never thought I would even see. And at that moment, it really clicked for me. I can't live this way anymore. I was so fortunate to have family who educated themselves quick enough in that short amount of time, in a couple days, and reach out and say, what do we do? We need to help her. At that time, they did, and they put me into a residential program that I went to for 6 months. And that's where it just completely turned my life around. I mean, it was a lot of dedication and hard work and staying focused is the biggest key. You have to stay focused. But that was my turning point for me.
Yeah. Wow. 6 months. And that's, you know, that's a really, I'm glad you shared that, because that sounds like a long time, but it's really not in the scheme of things, and it's not when you're really trying to rewire your brain, and especially from a drug that has hijacked literally all parts of your life. So
exactly.
It takes a while to unlearn a lot of behaviors and patterns. So I love that you stayed for 6 months. I always encourage people to stay at least 3 months to a year if they can.
Right.
Yeah, so how did Bright Future Recovery come up, and I mean, that strength it takes to build your own company and build a treatment center? Incredible.
Yeah, I have a passion to help people from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, maybe medical field or, you know, in the dental field. I really truly love helping others. And after my battle and what I overcame, I saw the need out there and I decided, you know, I could totally do this. I could totally help people and share my story and let them know you're not alone. You know, when you're using substances and drugs, you just feel embarrassment. You feel alone. You feel like, gosh, if people only knew what I was doing. So
right.
a realization like you aren't alone. There's so many people battling with addiction out there, and it's not something to hide. Families, you know, don't want to tell anyone, and it's one of those things, reach out. There is help. There's answers as a solution. That's the biggest thing, is there really is a solution, and people can overcome addiction. And that's my message I like to help my clients with. And the very beginning part of recovery is most crucial. It's very hard to detox and withdraw and go through the physical symptoms as well as mentally the cravings and everything that comes along with trying to come off of drugs that you've been so dependent on.
Right.
And I have passion for that. So when I opened up my program, I said, I want to keep it small. I want to keep it a family-oriented environment. So they feel comfortable to let them know I could do this. Because whether it's your first time in treatment or your seventh time in treatment, it's scary. You don't know what to expect. You don't know if you're going to be able to do it. You start doubting yourself. So when mm-hmm. they walk through my doors, I want them to know this is comfortable. We welcome them with open arms. We like to make them feel at ease at home. Sometimes they travel clear across the United States. So it's a very scary feeling. And I like to get them through the process as comfortably as possible, so that way when they do finish their detox portion, they are totally ready to go to the next step and continue their recovery and continue sobriety and do whatever is required to stay feeling well and comfortable and happy.
Yeah, so just to be clear for everyone listening, you do take them through the detox process. You have the detox as part of your facility all the way through. So just so people understand that they can call you for that. And also, I love that you say that, because I think it's important that they acclimate to an environment. And it sounds like if they're starting with you, then, you know, they get to acclimate, build trust, get to know you and the staff, and then feel like they could take that next step, because it is being so vulnerable and it's really putting your heart kind of out there for the first time for most people.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it really is a scary thought. You don't know where you're going. You don't know who you're going to be working with or who the staff are or other clients and activities. You know, we like to make sure that they're able to get out and maybe go hiking and see the beautiful scenery and smell the trees again and see the light rather than that dark side of addiction. We'd like to get them physically able to start exercising again, eating well, healthy, a lot of counseling as well, so that way they can start opening up and feeling comfortable.
So you approach each individual from a holistic point of view. It sounds like you treat them mind, body, spirit, with, you know, making sure that they attend to their physical being and their emotional being through therapy. And that's so fantastic to be able to give all these people that really want to change their lives the opportunity to get to know themselves and rediscover who they are and what they want out of their lives.
Exactly.
So important.
And we do work closely with the families as well, too, to, you know, so that way everyone's in communication through the whole process, so they know that they're not alone. They do have a support system, because they do start feeling that they've betrayed everybody. And when their family is a part of their recovery, it's very reassuring to them knowing, okay, I do have a support system when I go back home.
Yes, that's so important. And thank you for mentioning that, too. The families you encourage to be part of and family therapy, it sounds like. So that's wonderful for families to know that they can also be supported. Where can our audience find you?
They could either go online to www.brightfuturerecovery.com. They can reach out to us via phone. Our office number is 831-638-4925, or my cell phone, 831-245-7736.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us your story and all the wonderful things you're doing now to help people recover. Bright Future Recovery, congratulations. And I'm so happy to have you with us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you, and stay well.